You know, one of the real great things about this gig is that I get an opportunity to talk to some really cool, unique, and special people. And the gentleman who I have on hold right now happens to be the only person right now in the entire state of New Jersey that has a very important and I think just great distinction. He happens to be the only person in our state with the title of a Master of Wine. And we'll talk about some things that he has going on in Northwest Jersey. And it's such an honor to welcome right now New Jersey's only Master of Wine, Chris Cree, to the RNJ Morning Program today. Chris, good morning. It is Burt Barron, RNJ Radio in Northwest Jersey. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And to have the distinction as being the only current Master of Wine in the state of New Jersey, it seems like there's a lot that goes into that. Maybe an obligation to educate people and just be an ambassador and a representative of the great wines that we have. I think New Jersey is really second to none in terms of wine production here. But take us back. When did your interest in wine get started for you?
Well, because it actually goes way back. Starts with an interest in food. Always loved to eat, loved to cook, would hang out with my mom in the kitchen. And as soon as I was able to have a little glass of wine, that became just sort of part of the whole interest in food and wine and how they went together. So I've been interested in it really since I was a kid. Began working in a wine store as soon as I was 18 and, you know, figured it would be a path and, you know, more make some money, go to school and get, you know, a real job one day. But big doors just kept opening in the wine business, and here I am many years later, still loving it and still involved.
Yeah, don't worry about real jobs. You have a fun job. That's the important thing. When you get out of bed and love what you do every day, Chris, like I do, it's like we don't work for a living. And what I do and what you do with the wine industry and so many things, we don't work. We're lucky enough to have real fun jobs, though.
Exactly.
But the Master of Wine designation, was there some formal involvement with that that led you to getting this recognition?
Yeah, so the Institute is in London, and it was created in the 1950s, 1953, because there was really no top business degree or certification for the wine business. And so that's how it began. London was kind of the center of the wine trade at the time. They bought and sold wine and shipped it all over the world, even though they didn't make much wine in England, but they bottled port, they bottled Bordeaux. And so they began to give this exam. That tested you on every aspect of the wine business, from beginning with growing grapes, everything that happens in the vineyard from the time you plant and pick the grapes, then the entire winemaking process, so everything that happens once the grape is picked until it goes into the bottle, so all of the winemaking, the business of wine. How do you buy, sell, trade, you know, regulate, and move wine around the world? And it looks at it, you know, on huge scale and also on a, you know, from a small mom-and-pop family kind of winery. At every aspect. So that's the written part of the exam. And then there's a blind tasting where every day for 3 days, the exam is 4 days long. But every day for 3 days, you have 12 wines. You have no idea what they are. And you basically have to identify the country, the region, the grape variety, method of production, vintage, quality, maturity, and a number of questions. That part's pretty intimidating. The whole test is intimidating.
It puts a little bit of a strain on the taste buds to be able to identify so precisely just something that you're sampling. That is so cool.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, it's a challenge. You walk around. They only give the exam once a year. So you'll be walking around completely paranoid of anybody with a sniffle or a cold, because if you happen to get a cold and lose your sensitivity.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing. Yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen. Yeah, Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I went into the program in 1993, and I passed in 1996, so that was pretty good. Right?
Excellent stuff. Chris Cree is my guest this morning on the RNJ Morning Program, New Jersey's only current Master of Wine, and we're going to talk about a new endeavor, a new project that he has, which is really exciting. But before we get to that, Chris, give me the overall state of health of the wine industry here in New Jersey. I know it's really come a long way in recent years, and we've got wineries popping up. South Jersey apparently is really a great destination for the winemaking and the wine industry for our state. Here in Northwest Jersey, we've had really legendary wineries that have been around for decades in Warren and Hunterdon counties. But overall, how does New Jersey stack up in terms of putting out quality wines on a regular basis?
Yeah, New Jersey wine scene is booming. It's incredible. There are new wineries all the time. You know, in Hunterdon, we've got the 579 Wine Trail. Quality of wine is better than it's ever been. Again, there's a lot of new faces. Hunterdon is just booming with all these small farms, and they're busy, they're crowded, and a lot of people come out to visit. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's really good to see, that's for sure. But what you're up to now, I think, is really exciting. If anyone is familiar with the historic Perryville Inn in Northwest Jersey, that's now has the Chris Cree name on it. Talk about what's going on with the Cree Wine Company.
Yeah, so we took over the Perryville Inn. It had been, just closed for many years, and then was had a barbecue place there for a short time. But the building was really in need of some tender, loving care. I had an idea, a concept, which is to create a wine bar where you can come and taste wine and buy wine to go. So it's kind of a new way to buy wine. We also are an event space. We have a wine school, wine classes, wine tasting. So everything really centered around food and wine in a nice, casual, fun place to enjoy wine and learn a little bit of something about it. We did a big renovation. It's a beautiful, a lot of people know the place, 1813 farmhouse. We had to redo the interior, and it's gorgeous. So we've been open since November, and really going on all cylinders now. It's been great to be part of that, sort of Hunterdon County wine scene.
Yeah, it sounds like a great destination, and something about, the end of a day, end of the work day, having a chance to relax, unwind a little bit. Sounds like a place that I might pop up from time to time after a long, hard day on the radio airwaves. So I'm certainly looking forward to checking it out. But there's an educational component, I think, I like about this too, Chris, because it seems like when you go to these wineries and you go to events, everybody's got questions they have about the process and about wine pairings and how important is the glass. I'm sure you've heard that one a bunch of times. But when they visit your place there, they'll be able to get answers to questions about this and then be able to enjoy it just that much more when you know that much more about the process and the proper way to serve it and to enjoy it.
I agree. Yeah, that's a big part of our philosophy. Share our knowledge in a nice down-to-earth way, make people feel comfortable and, have fun and learn a little something about it, on the way. We've got a great menu. We call them pairing plates or sharing plates. So the idea is you can have a number of different, it's sort of tapas style, but they're sort of bigger than a typical tapas plate, which is just a couple of bites. But and we do tons of by the glass. We have 60 wines by the glass. You can also buy any wine. We do wine to go. We have an online website, so you can buy wine. But you can buy any bottle of wine that we have. And we, instead of using typical restaurant markup, which is, two or three times cost, we just add a $35 fee, which really makes buying wine by the bottle at our place an incredible value.
Yeah, that's really excellent. And again, it's the historic, historic Perryville Inn, 167 Perryville Road in Hampton. If you want to put it in your GPS, you could also visit the website. Is it CreeWineCo.com, Chris? Is that the website?
Yes, freewinecode.com.
Okay, or 908-200-7772 to get some more information. But this will be the after-work destination, I'm sure, which sounds like a really, really lot of fun. So, Chris Cree, thank you for joining me this morning. Really, best of luck to you with the Cree Wine Company. That's going to be a terrific destination here in Northwest Jersey. So, and wow, I get to talk to a master of wine. So I had a really good day as well. What do guys prefer? I go for the sweet wines, Chris. I go for the hard-to-find stuff. I know cherry wine is really difficult to produce sometimes. Good sweet wines, that's what I'm about. Is that common for guys or no?
We've always got a few on by the bus. We have some great German Rieslings. We have Sauternes. We have a number of things on the sweet side. So, yeah, you could find something you'll love.
Oh, and the dessert wine, too. I'm all about that one, too, right? Is that Moscato? Is that what they call that?
Yeah, we have a great sparkling Moscato. We have a couple really neat wines. One is the sparkling rosé that's on the sweet side from right in the foothills of the French Alps, and it's just incredible. It's called Bougie, and it goes with all kinds of things. We serve it with desserts, and it's just terrific.
Beautiful.
Very fresh. Yeah,
Bougie. I will ask for it by name. Chris Cree, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you for a couple minutes this morning. Congratulations. Best of luck. I love to see businesses not only get started, but really succeed here in Northwest Jersey. And I think you're on the path to something very special. Should I say you're on the vine to something very special. So congratulations. Good luck going forward. And you'll see me over at your place sooner than later, I think. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me on.